for a wee natter with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
It is indeed a wee natter. I'm Mark Steele, and across the table from me is
Jenny Steele,
and we are joining you on the day that is Mother's Day. And if you've not got a gift, it isn't too late. Although, in all honesty, I don't think, certainly my mother, I don't know about yours, dear listener, because we don't have the same mother. Unless it's a bit like one of those genealogy TV shows where you find out, oh, it turns out you're related to Jeff down the road or something like that.
Yeah.
So long as none of that sort of thing's going on, I don't think my mum would appreciate the best of Engelbert Humperdinck on CD with a 99p petrol station sticker on it. No. So I'm assuming that about my mum. I'm also going to assume about your mum as well, dear listener. I suppose we could help you out, couldn't we?
Yes.
Yes. And the way to do it, we've got to get the right mood music, haven't we?
We have, yes.
Maybe something a bit like this. No.
No?
You shouldn't be playing that to your mother.
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
That's sending very much the wrong message. Jeez. But on the upside, we will play your request. So if you've sent one, great, we'll get it on the wireless. If you haven't, do get in touch. We will be playing your songs for your mum to cover for the fact that you didn't get a gift even from the petrol station.
Where's the gift?
But first, the postbag has arrived. And last week we asked you, if you woke up tomorrow as an expert in a brand new skill, what would you want it to be? And a couple of you have been in touch.
I've got Sandra Owen would like to be an ice skater if she woke up to a new skill.
Oh, an ice skater?
An ice skater, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Janet Roberts saying my new skill would be to be able to paint some lovely pictures. Now, Janet, if your art skill is anything like mine, you've got this vision in your head of what it's going to look like. It's going, hey, I'm going to do this art. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to create this picture. It's like Michelangelo level stuff. But the skill level isn't there. And it looks like something the kids put together as part of a school project or something like that. And I'm not talking like the art kids. I'm talking to like the science kids that have been forced to do art up to a certain point in school.
Ah.
That's where the quality dies off, unfortunately.
I haven't got a new skill, but I want to read out Maureen Stott's message.
All right.
Because Maureen says she did listen to the show last Sunday's show, and it's a change, she says, from watching TV and listening to listening to live chat. Keep up the good work, you two.
Whoa. There's a mistake, right? Maureen, you've made the mistake of praising us. The problem is we've got an ego that's just going to inflate. And we've got this tiny little bungalow that we're broadcasting from here on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio too, right?
Yeah.
We've got this tiny, tiny little bungalow. If the ego inflates too much, we can't even get in the door.
Yeah, but somebody else said that it's like listening to two old friends as well. It's really nice.
Emphasis
isn't it?
On the old bit, was it?
They mean you more. Obviously, they don't mean me.
Yeah, another slightly different topic. Samantha Palmer is in touch saying, Twinkle, I loved it when I was young. I remember having the 72 and 73 annuals and reading them over and over again. Because that was kind of the thing when you were a kid. You didn't get a lot of toys or a lot of books or anything like that. So whatever you did get, you just used over and over and over till it wore out.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. So
I didn't get any dolls, though. My Twinkle was my doll because I got five brothers and we were too poor. I was the last one, so they couldn't afford to buy me dollies. So my Twinkle was my doll. Other than that, I just played with my brother's cars and made like mud roads in the soil in my dad's back garden in his flower beds. Got on his nerves.
And for some reason, she hasn't taken up motoring as an interest.
No.
You're not a mechanic or anything. But that's Marva saying, I had the Twinkle comic too. Kept them all in a big pile for a long time. I remember feeling devastated when I found out they'd been thrown away.
Oh.
And if I could have mastered a skill, it would be to have the perfect sense of direction, especially when driving. Mine is rubbish.
I could do with that, actually.
Whereas, weirdly, I'm the complete opposite. I'm the sort of person that goes somewhere, never been there in my life, and I'll turn up, and somebody will ask me, where is the blah? They just expect me to know. It's like I know. I even went to South of France, first time going down there, right? My French knowledge, not great, but I picked up that they were looking for the beach. For some reason, they asked the guy, not even native to the area, not even native to the language, to point out where they needed to go.
And you've got the other thing that people always ask you as well, didn't you?
All right, what's that?
Can you reach that off the top shelf for me?
I didn't even think about that.
That meaning in Tesco's at home.
You just get asked that all the time. And Sam Kelp saying, I'd love to have the skill to be able to drive, although the cost of running and insuring a car could also be quite expensive. Yes, we've got that coming at the end of the month. I'm not looking forward to it. I've had a quote already, and I survived, but if it had gone up another couple of quid, I think I would probably have had a heart attack. I took a trip to Nottingham on the bus the other day.
Yes.
And it got me thinking about, of all things, addiction. I can't think why. It just popped into my head.
What's going on the bus?
I've no idea. It's not like I was sitting there observing people partaking in addiction. Mm-hmm. It's just something that popped into my mind when I was travelling on the bus. And I'm not talking about serious stuff. Although it was in HMV the other day, right?
Mm.
What is with all the ganja-related merchandise? You know, there's a couple of T-shirts, there's some board games and things like that. The only missing thing was the water pipe that's, air quotes, for tobacco. You know what I'm on about, dear listener, don't you? Although, I must admit, I'm not without my addictions myself. I think everyone has.
Well, mine's chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, the big one for me, food. You can't get to 20-odd stone without enjoying a meal or two in your life, can you? The other one, caffeine. It's not tea or coffee for me, it's fizzy pop. Mm. And I'm actually getting to the point where I get a headache if I drink the caffeine-free stuff now.
Oh, right.
So it's a serious addiction now. I'm going to have some real withdrawal problems. Which, considering I was on opioids for painkiller, not out of fun or anything, dear listener. This was proper prescribed for serious back injury that I had. I had no withdrawal issues with that at all. I'm having withdrawal issues from fizzy pop. What's going on there? Although, admittedly, have you ever seen caffeine-free pop? It looks a lot posher, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because it comes in a gold label.
Yeah.
Which people go, ooh, what's that about? And then they realise and they go, oh, that's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Well, I'm on the decaf coffees and the teas.
Decaf coffees and teas. And the other big one is the internet. You cannot get me off it. I mean, we're even on it now. You couldn't listen to Bo Radio and Fashion Town Radio without the internet. So it's a bit of an addiction, isn't it? It's a real problem, but also a good thing as well. Any addictions you want to confess, Jenny? You've got chocolate in it?
I've got chocolate. I guess I've got coffee as well. And sometimes I would say a bit of an addiction to scrolling on, particularly Facebook.
Oh, right.
And I can find I've lost an hour or 2 hours of my time because you just don't realise. You catch a funny video and then you think, oh, that's really good. So then you go into that person's Facebook account and look at the other reels that they've done. And then you realise you've lost 2 hours of your time and you'll never get that back.
You should never be introduced to TikTok if that's the case, because we will never get you off it. So I'm going to open this up to you, dear listener. What is your secret or otherwise addiction? It's time to confess your sins. Although I should probably stress, we are not priests. We don't have a cathedral to do this in. So yes, if you're talking about addiction, then what one do you want to confess to? Do get in touch. Playing that one for Louise Mellinson's mum called Anne.
Yes.
And I'm going to take a slap on the wrist for that one, for not mentioning that one. I should have mentioned
it. I sorted him out.
But that makes it sound like, well, it was sorted out in the car park. It's a euphemism or something like that. There was no visit to the car park. I will stress that one now, dear listener. Right, also, yeah, what else have we got going on? We are talking about
addictions.
Addictions, yeah.
Yes,
and a few of you have been in touch.
Yeah, well, Ellie Merritt's been in touch to say that, this is probably mine as well. Her addiction is following all the cats on Facebook, including our cat, Sooty the Solid Radio Cat. Once she starts, her morning's gone.
So it's just a morning of cat.
What are you doing in the afternoon then, Ellie? Get in touch.
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
And then in the evenings, it's exotic pets. So you go for tigers and you go for iguanas and things like that. You've got to spread it out for the day. You've got to have it. Otherwise, it gets boring if you have everything all the time. You've got to look forward to the evenings, haven't you?
You have, yeah. I'm with you, Mark.
On a slightly more serious one, Stephen West has been in touch saying, please tell Paula I love her, even though I don't always show it because of the amount of pressure, stress and grief that we both have at the moment. Oh yes, and the skill I most of all like would be the ability to chill the blank out and calm the blank down when the going gets tough. I will tell you, as somebody that's on the other side of that, because I'm sort of the complete opposite.
You are,
I'm overly calm.
Yes.
You know, things could be on fire and falling apart and I'm that cool, calm ship in the storm. It's fantastic for getting things done, but it takes a lot for me to feel pressure, to feel like I need to get moving on something.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act. You want to be somewhere in the middle. I know what you're thinking there, Stephen, so it's a very touching message. And on the Mother's Day thing, Carol has been in touch saying, my mummy is no longer with us. If you can mention Shirley, please. Yes, we mentioned Shirley.
Yeah.
She loved Jim Reeves, but if you haven't got him, you've got a few other options as well. But we have dug into the into the archives, and we have managed to find some Jim Reeves. We will make that happen for you.
I'm quite curious. Is Carol Irish? Because I love the way they say mummy, because my mum's Irish, and she used to call her mum mummy.
All right.
All the way through, yeah.
Mammy's a very Irish thing.
Mummy.
And in the northeast, mummy, it becomes mom, almost like it's American or something like that. It used to be a song you heard all the time, but nowadays, it's very rare, isn't it? Jim Reeves' Distant Drums playing that one for Ethel and Carol and the whole family there, Grandma Shirley as well. It's a wee Nasser on Bo Radio where you are in charge of the music. Well, your mums are in charge of the music. It is Mother's Day. We're playing your requests, not just to cover the fact that you forgot about it completely and it's crept up on you, but maybe you've had that nice day out and you've done all the appropriate Mother's Day things and you're ticking that extra box. You're getting the extra brownie points for it there as well. Also be in touch, Kate Harding, whose mother's called Ethel. I'm getting all mixed up now. I made a mistake. Right, I'll just give up now. I'll just give up.
Oh dear.
Kate Harding is mother of Ethel, who's no longer with us, but would like Westlife, You Raise Me Up, if possible. Yes, that is certainly one we can do. And I've pressed the play button, and it's definitely Westlife. So we're off to a good start for you there. And on a slightly different note, because we're not just on Mother's Day, because we are leaving you in charge of the music to make sure you can say thank you to your mothers.
Yeah.
And you can pass that message on. But I also have some patriotic news for you now, right? Any ideas what it is?
Can I do a guess?
Go on, guess what the patriotic news is.
When are we talking Oscars?
Ooh, that might be coming later.
Ooh, patriotic. No.
There might be patriotic stuff at the Oscars, but I'm not that into celebrity stuff to know who's up for an Oscar or anything like that.
Kate's been seen. Photo since.
Oh, you mean like Kate and Wills?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she was ill or something,
yes,
wasn't it?
And yeah.
She's back into official.
Yeah, they got the first family photo that was. Well, I saw that today anyway. It's the first photo released since...
That wasn't what I was thinking of, unfortunately. No. It turns out that we, as Britain, are number two in the world for something, with a Central Asian country taking the cot spot, the top spot. The cot spot, the top spot. You get the idea. And I think, you know, that's a patriotic moment that really calls for the right music. So I need you to stand up, put your hand across your heart for the national anthem. Yes, indeed. We are the second most miserable country in the world.
Is that what we are?
That's what we've apparently done. We are the second most miserable country in the world. And I just realised that is the wrong version in the national anthem. What we should really be playing was this one, which sounds a lot bigger. I still call it God Save the Queen, by the way. I haven't got around to call it God Save the King. But no, we can do better. As the country that's famous for tea and biscuits, showcasing our best loot from the Empire at the National Museum, and playing cricket, a sport so complicated, I still can't tell who's winning. Even though I've had it explained to me many, many, many times, I still can't figure out who's doing well in cricket. We are better than this. We should be the number one most miserable country in the world. We should not be number two to Uzbekistan.
No.
I bet most of you can't even put Uzbekistan on a globe.
I can, because you showed me where it was.
It's bigger than you think it is.
It is, yeah.
And I've got to ask you, what's the sort of trouble you used to get into as a kid?
Scrumping.
Scrumping?
Yeah.
You'll have to explain what scrumping is.
Sorry. So we used to go... again, I think it's having five brothers. We used to like play out with my brother's mates, and they just used to go over... I won't say where, but they just used to go into like places that weren't abandoned but looked abandoned, and you just take the crab apples off the tree.
Oh, so you're just stealing apples?
Yeah.
I mean, I do see people who, they don't steal apples, but they turn up with bags at the side of the road and they're just grabbing all the brambles out of it.
Oh, blackberry picking.
Yeah.
Used to do blackberry picking.
I sort of don't have a problem with it when it's only a handful, but when it's like full industrial... they're sitting there with like massive tubs that are filling up. It's like, this is getting into funny territory now.
And bit, we used to call it spirit tapping, but I think people call it knock-a-door run and stuff, don't they?
Chappy, we used to call it. You just chap on the door to run. Yeah, I know what you're on about there. Personally, I just occasionally get into fights at school. I never started any.
Oh.
I was a bit bullied and whatnot, and people used to come up and... you know the wisecrackers?
Mm.
They just take a swing at you.
I never had
and
that.
And then I would return fire by slamming them against walls and things like that. I'd have like six people holding me back so they didn't end up with spinal injuries or anything like that. I also remember getting the odd sore backside for things, but the details are fuzzy now.
Yeah.
Can't remember what that was about. But if you were 11, would you consider borrowing your parents' car?
No.
I wouldn't either. I'm more likely to taste the cigarette lighter at that age. And I can tell you, from experience, it tastes of ouch. There was a kid stopped on the M1 the other day driving a BMW towing a stolen caravan.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever done a caravan holiday?
Never, no.
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 It's cold, it's wet, and you have to clean your own toilet tank out. Right.
Ugh.
So if they can't put this lad in jail, this 11-year-old kid that was stealing a car in a caravan and running down the M1, we should send him on a 2-year camping holiday to Skegness. He'll never do it again. Did you know it is the Oscars tonight?
Did it? Yes. Have you seen how much these goodie bags are that they're getting as well?
The goodie bags?
Yeah, apparently everybody that attends gets the goodie bag. So wasn't
what, like it's a kid's party or something?
Yeah, no, these are about £135,000 each, these goodie bags.
So it's not just like a slice of cake and a deflated balloon and a sticker.
And a packet of refreshers. No, not for these people.
I'm trying to imagine what $135,000 worth of refreshers would look like, and I can't picture
very
it.
Very nice.
It's very difficult. But talking about the Oscars, I can't even remember the last film I saw at the cinema, in all honesty. But I do remember Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
You ever seen that one?
No.
It is impossible to sit through.
It's too hard going for me. Yeah.
Way too long. Obviously, everyone else, when they're talking about the Oscars, we'll be covering it properly. We'll talk about the dresses, we'll talk about all the awards and things like that. So I thought we'd do our own movie awards. But if you're going to do movies, you've got to have the music for it as well, haven't you? So we've got to get ourselves in the mood to talk about movies, haven't we? So the way to do it is to play the music from the adverts before the films.
I need some popcorn now.
You need some popcorn.
The ice cream.
Seriously? Is that what that pops into your mind? Oh, I need some popcorn and some ice cream. Is it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like Pavlov's dog or something like that, isn't it? Now, so everyone's going to be covering it properly. We're going to do our own movie awards. And I've got to start with the most confusing movie. Who do you think I'm going to award the most confusing movie to?
Lord of the Rings.
Not Lord of the Rings. It's The Matrix.
I've never watched it.
I got lost at Red Pill versus Blue Pill. Never mind when the film gets deeper than that.
See, I don't watch films. I don't really know. I can't have a conversation with people about films because I've never watched... I don't really watch films.
So when I say Interstellar, which I'm going to put in second place, you've got no idea what it's
idea,
about.
No idea, no.
Well, to be fair, I've seen Interstellar and I've still no idea what it's about. It's a properly confusing film. Movies that are just way too long. We've talked about Lord of the Rings earlier, but no, it's not going to win it.
I know the Harry Potter films can be quite long. I do start off trying to watch them and end up falling to sleep.
falling to sleep to Dumbledore ranting on about something, is it? Is Dumbledore one of the characters in Harry Potter?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Because I was of the age where the books came out. Because I'm roughly the same sort of age as sort of the actors in the movies, the kids. So it sort of lined up that I read the books at that sort of time.
Oh.
But I only read like the first one and I sort of gave up.
I don't know how many there is now, but...
Well, I used to think Hermione was called Herrimon, because I'd only ever seen it written down, and it's a weird name. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. It's not one that most people call their kids. It's become more popular since the books and the movies. You see where I'm coming from on that one. Yeah. It's not Lord of the Rings for a movie that's way too long. Children of Men, I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
I kept nodding off for it. Although, admittedly, it was a tiny cinema and it was very warm, so it's kind of hard to... Even if it's the best film in the world, it's kind of hard to stay awake in those conditions, isn't it? And finally, the most self-indulgent nonsense that claims to be a blockbuster. There are a lot of competitors for this one, in all honesty. But I'm going to have to give it to Quentin Tarantino.
I was thinking of the Little Yellow Men that advertised Sky TV.
Oh, the Minions.
The Minions, yeah.
You're going to give that the most self-indulgent nonsense that claims to be a blockbuster. I just view that as a kid's film. It's like, yeah, kids' films are always going to be a bit annoying. They're always going to be a bit weird like that. I'm going to have to give it to Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I have never regretted spending 99p so much in my life. And I spent that again on the bus here. Only apologise for how it's going, dear listener. You've not noticed, it is an election year this year, dear listener, and you'll hear all sorts of promises in the build-up, won't you? Mm. You'll hear people going, oh, we'll solve all those problems, we'll do X, we'll do Y, we'll do Z, but you will hear absolutely nobody dealing with the unimportant issues, and we want to change that. We want to bring
power to the people
as part of something we call... And this week we are taking a look at the humble fry-up. Don't worry, I'm not looking to get rid of it. You know, it is the national dish of Ingerland.
Yes.
Spelt with an I.
Yeah.
But if we're going to make, a part of a national dish, what would you say are the key components of a full English?
Sausage, bacon, eggs, mushrooms, fried bread, beans. I don't like tomatoes, but I know some people like tomatoes.
They're wrong ones.
Hash browns and toast. You have to have toast and fried bread.
It's diabetes the meal, isn't it? So, yeah, do you ever have any problems that you encounter in the process of getting these components together and making a full English?
Yeah, I can't fry an egg in Frylight. If you can fry an egg in Frylight, please tell me how to do it, because you knew enough to spray the whole tin of Frylight or bottle of Frylight on to get your egg fried.
The question I've got there is, why are you trying to make a healthy full English? It doesn't exist. it's like trying to say, you know, gravity's working upwards now. It doesn't work like that, does it? Personally, you know, one of the problems I run into if I'm making something like that, it's those packets with the peel here tabs in the corner.
I can't get into them. I get cross and just stab them with the scissors.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you've got some of those in your fridge right now, dear listener. Go on, walk into your kitchen, have a look, open the fridge, and I bet you'll see at least one or two packets. I've got the little peel tab in the corner that just doesn't work.
It's like the Frey Bentos key, where you've got to put the key in such a way, you've got to turn it at an angle to get your pie tin undone. I can't cope with them either.
It's been a long time since I've even thought about Frey Bentos. Never mind sticking it in my gobber cooking one of them. But the packets with the peel here tabs in the corner never work. The corner just comes away, and the bacon is still locked in its plastic prison. So you cannot make the full English. That is not good enough. This is Britain, dear listener. And we should not be resorting to stabbing the packet like barbarians. Although I've just called you a barbarian now, haven't I? But even I do it as well. Our pledge, as part of the People's Manifesto, will be that peel open packets must work the first time. Does that sound like a pledge that you could get on board with?
Definitely, yes.
I bet you can get on board with it as well, dear listener. We're talking about the fact that the Oscars are tonight, even.
Yes.
I was going to say this week, but it's actually tonight.
I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and Hank has been saying the movie Oppenheimer is also from 2023, and it was, according to me, a very good movie.
Mm.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's on the list to eventually get round to when it's in the bargain basement at Blockbusters.
Yeah.
I'm not one for watching movies the moment they come out. I'll pick them up
too
years
expensive.
Later. Or when they go free on the telly with the adverts in between.
Yeah,
like the Bond films do.
Yeah.
That's ITV's filler for the next year and a half, isn't it? You just stick Bond films on in the afternoon.
I don't do Bond films.
No, at all.
I don't like Bond films. I'm not into action-packed movies. I got things like Billy Elliot, isn't it? East is East. That's mine. Bending Like Beckham. That's my kind of film.
So do you like films that you've enjoyed in the past and you're like, you know what, I'm not trying any more out. I know what I like.
Yeah, I know what I like.
Not going to go any further than that. So yes, it is movie night. We're also talking about the fact it's Mother's Day, but it doesn't mean we don't do the usual stuff as well. And the quiz has returned, the quiz that I wrote over a decade ago and may have some slightly out-of-date questions on it. This is a very obviously out-of-date question that I'll be asking you. So we just have to imagine that the question was asked when I wrote it.
Cool.
I think you can manage that. Yeah. So the question is, what do you receive from the Queen on your 100th birthday?
Wow, that's an easy one.
It's not what you think it is.
It's not what I think it is.
It's not
what that's me and Stephen all getting it wrong again.
Well, if you think you know what you receive from the Queen, it's obviously you don't get anything from the Queen nowadays unless you've got a Ouija board. And that's it. And to be honest, she's got better things to do. She's not going to answer you if you get in touch on a Ouija board. She's got better things to do. But imagine back at the time when she was still with us. What do you receive from the Queen on your 100th birthday? We're asking, when you turn 100, what does the Queen send you? Admittedly, this question was written a little while ago, but a couple of you have been in touch with answers. Stephen, Jenny, and PondLife21 as well have all said a telegram, which is the obvious answer that jumps to mind, but... It's not the right answer. If you think you know, do get in touch. Do you get, when you turn 100, it used to be from the Queen, I assume it's from the King nowadays. A couple of you have been in touch, we've got...
Cheryl Warner, a card for reaching your 100th birthday and your 105th birthday also.
I'm going to give you... Woo-hoo. For that one. Also been in touch, Vicky Fairweaver saying a card. PondLife21 saying a card. And Sandra Owen seeing a certificate, which, close enough, I'll give it to you as well. And Henk as well, seeing the King and Queen concert, send congratulatory messages to those celebrating their 100th, 105th birthday in every year thereafter, and those celebrating their 60th, 65th and 70th wedding anniversaries in every year thereafter. You should apply for a message at least 3 weeks before the day, in case you're getting to that point and you forgot and you want to get organised there. And apparently his parents got it for their 70th wedding day from the Dutch King and Queen, who do very much the same thing. So, of course... And the official answer that I had written down was slightly different. Basically, it was a telemessage, not a telegram. So it's generally a card with a message in it nowadays.
Can we have half a point?
I'm not giving you any point because BT haven't done telegrams since the 80s.
I blame Stephen.
So you get something through the post and they call it a telemessage. So yeah, a little bit pedantic, but we got there in the end. One of the things we've discovered when we moved into this new bungalow that we're located in right now is a mystery safe, which we've got no idea what is inside it, but we don't know the code either.
No.
It is bolted to the floor, so we can't take it out and smash it to bits like they do when they're stealing cash machines. Did you know that's what it did? They steal the cash machines, take them away, and then they take in the parts and get the money out. It's much easier. They'll just nick the whole machine. We can't do that. So we're turning it into a new game. We have to guess the code. We've only got 10,000 combinations to choose from, although we can't really give the contents away if it's too good. We've no idea what's inside it.
Might be chocolate.
We have a mystery safe that we've been trying to open. Henk has come in with the first guess for the code, asking, is the code Mother's Day? I've just tried it and... Unfortunately, it's not. We've also had what looks like a coded message come through from Sandra Owens saying the Australian Shepherd has just won Cruft.
Is that like code for... Do you think that's the safe code?
I don't think it's the safe code, but all I can say to that is Tak Drozy.
What's that?
You don't need to know what that means. It's just a message between a couple of people who just don't know each other. They have no idea what's going on. I tell you about no idea what's going on. Unfortunately, that's about it for a wee natter this week. We will be back next week.